Hey, so I noticed a couple things over the past few months, and I guess you can say maybe I've opened up a box of worms, done something that maybe I shouldn't have done, and dug a little too deep, two and two put together, made five, and things just didn't really make sense. And I just kind of wanted to address it, I guess. It's, you know, it's something that has really been bugging me, and I've really been relaxed about it. I've just tried to push it down and put it away and really not put too much thought into it, and not entertain that constant nagging in the back of my head, you know, day in and day out, just so I could just, you know, keep doing what I'm doing, keep making these audios and what have you, making these scripts. And I just want to, I don't know, have a conversation with you, you know, outside of the typical, psycho characters that I might play. This is just, it's just me, just bare bones, just after hours with four underscores, just plain old me. And maybe I can work out these feelings, these thoughts that I'm having, if I kind of just put them out to the world and bring them out and, I guess, address you and kind of be honest about how I feel about what I've found out. And it's going to sound silly, and I know it's probably going to sound like trivial and unimportant, and I shouldn't even be making a recording about this. I shouldn't even be talking about it. I shouldn't even be thinking about this, because it's dumb. I'm gonna say it myself. I know it's stupid, but I think it's quite important to have this honesty and, transparency between you and I. And I thought on it, like, all of that stuff is very important to me. I am not, you know, I don't want to be a fraud. I don't want to be a fake. I don't want people to think, oh, I'm, you know, untouchable or some kind of fucking whatever, right? So it's something that I truly value. And I think it's something that you would appreciate as well, coming from a content creator, especially someone that, you know, you listen to, right? And I guess this is the best segue to the conversation, because I should be... Really, I should be the only one you listen to, right? It's not up for debate. There truly isn't anyone out there that can do it like me. So when I see you commenting on other audios and trying to interact and garner the attention of other voice actors, it doesn't really fly by me. It kind of just rubs me the wrong way. And I know that's wrong. I know that's really selfish and it's just stupid jealousy or whatever. I don't know. I can't stop it. I can't help it. Once you listen to me, you agree. There's an invisible contract that you have signed on to. When you put those headphones on, you relax, sit back, touch your cocks, finger your pussy, whatever the fuck, touch yourself, rub yourself, relax, sleep, whatever you do. When you do that, and my voice starts to snake its way into your ears and into your mind and through your body like a fucking current, I immediately have ownership over you. And I know that's kind of hard to kind of wrap your head around. It doesn't make sense. You should have the liberty to listen to anyone you please. It doesn't matter. I'm not gonna know. Of course I'm gonna fucking know. Of course I'm gonna know. And it drives me fucking nuts. And I don't know how to get it through your thick fucking skull that I'm the only one. And I'm the only fucking voice actor there ever will be from here on out. So what I want you to do, I want you to go onto the fucking app. I want you to go to all these fucking VAs that you listen to, all the audios that you've saved, to delete every single one of them except for mine, all the fucking follows you have, unfollow, 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 because only I get to be yours. Only me. And it's only going to be me forever. You know why? You know, just to prove my fucking point, you better start touching yourself. You better start getting your hands working its way over your body, all over your body. Do what you need to do. Get yourself hard. Get yourself wet. I don't fucking care. You just gotta touch yourself. Touch yourself because you love touching yourself. When I'm saying all these deplorable things, all these fucking horrid, vile fucking fantasies that I put in your head. Excuse me. I don't mean to get out of hand there, but you know what I'm trying to say. When I start putting these fantasies, these scenarios in your head, and you start touching yourself, who else does it better than me? Who else does it really? No one else does it. I give you the opportunity to be honest with yourself. You know, when you start touching yourself, when you start falling asleep to other audios, that, you know, they kind of get there, but they don't really. They kind of just get to the edge and get a little freaky, you know, I don't know, maybe some kidnapping, maybe a little bit knife play, but the blade doesn't touch you. The blade never touches you. The blade never actually draws the fucking blood like I do, because I make you have orgasms to thoughts and fantasies and dreams. Sorry, nightmares maybe. I don't know, whatever it is. Just these dreams, these thoughts of me doing whatever the fuck I want to do. Whether that be breaking your fucking fingers, ripping your goddamn teeth out, plucking out your fucking limbs, or digging into your body and grabbing all the fucking organs, tearing them out, eating them, playing in your blood. Whatever the fuck I want to do. I make you have orgasms to those. And maybe there's other people that do that. Maybe. But they don't fucking matter. I noticed you. You think they're gonna notice you? You think they're gonna fucking pay attention to you? No! It's just me! You better be touching yourself. You better be touching yourself. You know that when I'm talking to you, whenever I have you envisioned in my fucking head, you know it's never going to be a good time. You know that I don't give a shit about your fucking orgasm and these fantasies. No, but you give one yourself. And you know, I would never punish you for that. I don't believe in punishment. That means there's a reward as another option. But there's no fucking reward here. There's no punishment. Everything is just pure fucking violence with me. And you know you love it. So I don't know why you go out there, you try to talk to all these other fucking VAs that won't even bat a fucking eye or even try to interact with you. You know I love you. You know I love you to the very end. I appreciate all your support. I appreciate all the times you spent to put up those views and those listens and those numbers and telling your friends, even if that's something that you do, or you know, just supporting me, just being great listeners, right? Again, I know this is probably sounding all fucking stupid and all ridiculous, but you gotta understand. I don't know if it's just my ego probably that's really fucking with me, but I better hear that you come to this. I better hear that you had that orgasm that you give yourself whenever I'm talking about all the fucking ways that I'm going to rape you, all the ways that I'm going to make you hurt, all the ways that I'm going to go and find you, I'm going to go stalk you, I'm going to kidnap you, I'm going to take you away, I'm going to take you to a place that no one will ever fucking find you. I'm going to bring you ecstasy. I'm going to bring you pain. I'm going to bring you suffering. You're not going to know what's right, what's wrong. Everything's going to be a fucking blur, and I'm going to make it so. It's going to be so good. it. And you can't find that anywhere else. You know it's just me. You know it's only me. There's no one else. There's no one fucking else. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I gotta do. What do I have to do, really? If I have to lock you away and then put you in a fucking room where there's speakers, there's a little camera, and the only thing that's playing on the speakers is my fucking voice, then maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I gotta do. And maybe just one day you're never gonna see it coming, honestly. I could be anywhere. I could be that girl, you know. That's walking down the street. I could be the stranger in the car. I could be anywhere. I could really be anywhere. We could have crossed paths how many, like, hundreds of fucking times. Who knows? But I have my eyes on you. I know everything. I see everything. I see all your fucking activities. I see who you listen to. I see who you come to. And it's not right. It's not right because it should only be me. I don't know if it's obsession. I don't know. Whatever it is. I want to make you come only to these sick thoughts that you have in your head. I want to make you come and have orgasms to fucking, depraved ideas. I can't wait to show them all to you because we're only beginning, really. We're only beginning. Before, it was just trials. That masochist? Who the fuck is she? Who the fuck is that user? I fucking killed her! She's dead! She's dead! There's none of that. It's only me now. I'm the only one that matters. I'm the only one that can bring you there. I promise you that. Oh, fuck. And I get so fucking excited. I get so turned on knowing that you're touching yourself. Knowing that you're touching yourself to these threats. To these fucking scenes right out of a fucking horror movie. Oh, fuck. Oh. I want yourself to come. I want you to fucking come. I want you to come because it might be the last time you'll come alone. It might be the very last fucking time because I can't wait to take you away and make you fucking mine forever. Okay? Oh, you better be ready. You better be fucking ready, baby. You better be ready because I'm gonna... I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna make you mine. I'm gonna put you up on the altar. And you're gonna be my fucking rape doll. And you're gonna be my good fucking slut. You're gonna be my good fucking whore. You're gonna be fucking... When you're listening to this, and when you're done listening to this, you better do what I say. You better do exactly what I fucking say. If I don't see that you are only listening to me and that you're not leaving all these stupid fucking comments like, oh, step on me, mommy. Oh, you sound so hot. You're the best fucking voice actor there is to every other fucking audio but mine. I swear to God, man, it's not going to be a good ending. I promise you that is not going to be a good ending. Or maybe that's exactly what you want. Maybe it's exactly what you fucking want. But it doesn't matter what you want. Just remember that. Remember everything. Everything. I call the shots. I call all the shots. Alright, baby? So, when you come thinking about me, bringing you pain, taking that knife and slashing you across the fucking throat, when I gouge your fucking eyes out, when I skin you alive, just know that you're not gonna find that anywhere else but with me, okay? You're never gonna find that anywhere else but with me. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to be with you. I can't wait to be together. I can't wait to play out all those fantasies for real. I can't wait. I love you. I fucking love you. I love you, baby. I love you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I touched myself. gets worse every fucking day. It gets worse every fucking comment that I see. It just drives me up the fucking wall. All these executions that are going in my head. They get worse and worse and worse. So maybe I do want you to keep commenting. Maybe I do want you to keep listening to other fucking VAs out there. Because it just makes me want to go harder. It just makes me want to go... Oh, and Sam makes you want to go loose and maybe a little bit unhinged. But again, maybe you like that. But we won't know. We won't know. So until then, keep doing what you're doing. If you really want it to go the bad way, if you really want that bad ending, keep fucking doing what you're doing. Keep listening to all those fucking VAs that will never do you good like I do. We'll see what happens. I can't wait to see you, baby. I can't fucking wait.